Stacy Nolan deployed to Oso 3 days after the fatal landslide there. He went with the Global Disaster Innovation Field Group Field Innovation Team. Nolan has worked rescue and recovery following the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill, the 2011 Joplin tornado, and Hurricane Sandy in 2012. His role in Oso was to figure out how to make rescue and recovery most efficient there. We asked what he wanted to try that he didn't get to.
One of the things I wanted to try and do was to create a 3D model of the entire debris zone so that rescue workers have a good idea as to, A, where the debris was, and B, where the river was moving. Knowing if more of the hillside could slide and affect rescue workers is important. And also, being able to provide a 3D model of the slide so that families can look at that slide and say, hey, you know, my sister, my uncle, my dad's house was here, you know, and to start mapping out, okay, where in the slide could their house be? Our challenge was to try and put unmanned aerial systems into the air. And in Washington State, that's not necessarily a legal thing.
And this is the same technology that could have potentially picked up cell phone signals?
We were working with a team of people who can put swappable devices on unmanned aerial systems. And you know, you put in a camera to take video or photos. You take off the camera. You put in a device that can actually detect, you know, cell phone signals or detect heartbeats. Again, these are swappable technologies. We received local permission to do it. They wanted us to do it. And we worked all up and down the food chain, and we were not given the permission to actually do that. And it's a learning process for us. We learn, you know, what obstacles we may have to overcome during the next disaster. Just think about what may have been able to happen if this, you know, mudslide happens on a Saturday, and then within 12, 18, 24 hours, we can get some of these devices into the air, flying over the site, and can identify different cell phone signals. That would make it easier for us to get personnel on top of, you know, these individuals much faster and potentially save lives and pets and things of that nature.
We heard a lot about how useful dogs were. What's your idea about helping dogs be more efficient?
Those canine units were amazing. When those dogs hit on a scent, they barked and they start digging like nobody's business, and you couldn't stop them. Once they had their mind set on finding somebody, they dug and they dug and they dug and they dug, and they worked themselves into exhaustion. It was amazing to see dogs actually having to receive fluids via IV because they would not stop long enough to drink. And partially, too, you didn't want the dogs drinking the water in there because the water is full of, you know, household waste and things of that nature. So, you know, you didn't want the dogs drinking that water anyway. When I was in a debris field, I talked to some of the canine unit leaders, and I was like, hey, what could be done to better train your canines? And one of the guys said, hey, you know, if people were to donate teeth or placentas or blood so that we can use those materials and then place them out in various areas, we can train our dogs to identify humans more efficiently and more effectively. And that was one of the things I never knew until I was standing there in the debris field watching all this stuff happen.
If people want to help, what should they do?
My personal opinion is to find an individual family or two and give directly to those individual families. There are all sorts of organizations pop up here and there. And yeah, you're going to give them your $10. But the question is, how much is that money actually getting into the hands of those people who really need it? So what I always recommend is find a family. So you write that check to him or to her and give it to him and give it to her and say, I want to give it to this person, nobody else. That's the way, in my opinion, you can get the greatest amount of return on your investment.
Stacy Noland. He's scheduled to go back to Oso this week with the Moontown Foundation. I'm Phyllis Fletcher, KUOW News.